For those of you that don't know, my name is Adrienne. I am the kids pastor here at the Grove Church. I get the amazing opportunity to work with all these amazing kids each week. And I'm excited to bring with you a message today that kind of goes along with this play. Now the snow's like all over my computer. This play today was extra special. So we have a Champions Club here at the Grove Church that's for our special needs kids. And this year we had three of those kids participate in our Christmas play. And not, yes. And not only did they participate, they did fantastic. And I'm so proud of them. One of them in particular was a boy, and we weren't quite sure if he was going to be able to do it. He needs to move a lot. And so he came to practice with his dad every week, and he went home and pretty much memorized the entire script in case someone would need to step out and he would need to fill their spot. And so we ended up getting him a line, and he did fantastic. We even awarded him one day with a giant stuffed animal because he did so well. And so I am so proud of them. It took a lot for them to stand still that long. As you could see, there was lots of wiggles. But I love doing the Christmas play every year because I love Christmas. I love everything about Christmas. If you were here 2 weeks ago, you heard Pastor Ryan preach, and he was talking about, well, he's my husband, if you don't know. We go together. He was talking about how much we love snow, that we will wake up in the middle of the night if we think it might possibly snow. We'll let our kids miss school. We will have a snow day. And so I had to bring the snow in. Can you give it one more shot? I mean, we might as well get our money's worth. I promise, Pastor Nick, I'll clean the stage. But there's just something magical about snow. I love Christmas. I love snow. I love everything the season has to offer. And so since we don't get snow here very often, I thought I would bring it to the play. Now, I love Christmas sweaters. I love Christmas carols. And I also love Christmas movies. If you were here when Ryan spoke, he talked about his favorite movie, his Christmas movie being Die Hard. Yes. Mine are not quite the same. I love the Hallmark Christmas movies. And the cheesier, the better. Right? They always end with a feel-good feeling when you're done. They're my favorite. I am curious, those of you here, how many of you watched at least 5 Christmas movies this year? Oh, you guys, way more than the last gathering. How many more than 10? Wow. Oh, you are my people. I think we should do next year, giant Christmas movie day in here on the screen. I think it would be fantastic. Now, as I was watching through all these Christmas movies this year, I was really reminded of this theme of love that you see throughout all these movies. My kids' favorite is Elf, and you see Buddy the Elf as he is trying to find the love of his father. And then in my favorite Christmas movie, White Christmas, you see the Haynes sisters who fall in love with Bob Wallace and Phil Davis, who then also show their love to the general in like the best scene ever in a Christmas movie that will bring you to tears every time. Then we have Home Alone, right? Where Kevin hates his family. He doesn't want them to be there, but by the end he realizes he truly does love them. And so when I was creating this play, I really wanted it to have that feeling of love that we sensed during this season. This love that was so amazing, it sent its son to be born in this simple stable for us. Now, as I was coming across some plays, I start searching back in August for our Christmas plays. I wanted to find one that was already done because way easier than having to create it. And I came across some interesting ones. I'm going to show them with you. First is Christmas Tail, T-A-I-L. Now, for this one, I needed a live donkey. I wasn't sure if I could quite talk Pastor Nick into it being in this room only a few weeks. So maybe next year, stay tuned. That might be one. Then we have The Not So Silent Night. Parents, who can relate? Not So Silent Night. It was a cute play, just very interesting. Then we have The Sad, Uncertain Poor Shepherds. This play's really sad. We will probably never do this one. I was like, whoa. And then A Rad Tidings We Bring. The entire play is done in a wrap. Also wasn't sure with my musical talents that we'd be able to pull that one off. Also, maybe would need a live donkey for that one as well. And then we have Christmas Recipe, nothing like baby Jesus in a mixing bowl to, you know, bring some Christmas spirit. And my favorite, Tangled in the Tinsel. So I was looking through all these and I was like, oh man, I was struggling. And nothing against if you've seen these plays done somewhere else, because they do all have a really sweet message throughout. But I wanted a Christmas play that showed our beautiful nativity, something that really focused on the humble setting that our baby Jesus was born in. And so I hope as you watched this play today, you kind of felt that. You felt that sense of love that was in it. Now, maybe you're new to church and today you're just here for the first time because you wanted to support one of these amazing kids up here. Or maybe you know this Christmas story by heart and you can repeat it. But I hope that you felt that love inside of you. And that leads me to what I'm going to be sharing with you today on our third week of Advent. On our first week, you heard from Pastor Ryan talking about the hope we have in Jesus during this season. And last week, you heard from Pastor Nick on peace. And so today, I'm going to talk about love. Now, I want you to take a second, and I want you to think about what love is. What is love? What do you think love is? What would you define love is? Now, I asked Grove Kids the same question, and they're going to show you it, what they think love is.
Love is giving and it's joy.
Love is joyful, kindful, hugful.
Love is when you love somebody so much.
Love is kindness.
Love is when you love each other and you really like them.
Love is when you care for someone.
Love is when you care about someone enough and they care about you and then you fall in love.
What is love?
Love is when you care for someone.
Love is like a sweet feeling that you get when you feel wanted.
Love is when you have strong feeling with another person and to be with them forever.
Love is something that you feel when you have a good connection with somebody and you feel like they are like super nice and you just want to be with them and hang out with them.
When you feel good about someone or something.
Love is caring for someone that is close to you and that you know.
When you care for someone else.
What is love?
Love is where you spread around to others if they need help or anything.
It's whenever you care for someone whenever they need help.
It's helping out others to do whatever we can.
Something that is kind, you do kind for someone.
About your parents.
Like somebody caring.
What is love?
Happiness.
Strong connection that you have with another person and you have the feeling that you want to hang out with them.
Love is about something that Jesus created in God's world. And I think love is something that you spread, and I think love is kind.
Friendship, like he said, helping. Loving each other.
Love is when you have a strong feeling for someone and you want to be around them and take care of them.
Love is sharing a toy with somebody.
Love is when you help somebody or like give them a hug when they really need it.
Aren't they just the cutest? I had to utilize all my kiddos because I just love them. And I loved what they talked about, how it's caring for someone. It's sharing your toys with someone, which that's a big deal for a kid. That is what they said love is. Now I'm going to be sharing a few verses today that go over what love is. And for my very first one, I have Maxwell who is going to say the verse for you, because I work really hard at our Grove Kids memorizing this verse, so I wanted him to be able to show you our first verse.
Love
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16.
He is just the cutest, and I wanted to show him being able to say it because this is one of the verses I try to have all our Grove kids know, because it stands at the base of what we desire the kids here at the Grove to know, that God loves them so much that he sent his Son to earth in this scene because he loved them, because he wanted to give them a way to redemption, to live with him eternally. I love that love is not just a feeling, it's an action. And God really showed it in this Christmas story that we watched today. He could have just said, I love you guys, but not do anything about it. But instead, he sent his Son. And he knew fully well what was going to happen to his Son later on, that he was going to die for us. But he sent him. He made an action showing how much he loves us. And I love how amazing it is of how Jesus came to this earth. He didn't come with confetti cannons and crazy like fanfare and parades, but instead he came born in a beautiful stable, wrapped in a cloth, lying in a manger. And I bet this stable was drafty. It probably had a very distinct smell. It probably was loud. I only have chickens and they're very loud. I can only imagine what that stable sounded like. But that's where our Savior entered into this world. God could have chosen for him to come any place, but instead it was this simple stable. I want you to picture those shepherds who were out in the fields watching their flocks. Now, shepherds back then were the lowly. They're pretty overlooked. No one really cared about them. They're out there watching their flocks, tending their animals. And in Luke 2:10-11, it says, but the angel appeared to them saying, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And I love that line, he is born to you. It's a personal love. God's love is for everyone. It's for those shepherds. It's for you. It's for me. It's for all the kids that were up here. And it's personal. A Savior has been born to you. It was a love that was for the shepherds, the wise men, and for Mary and Joseph. And now during practice, we had a lot of them. It took a lot of practices. But during our practices, Katie, who played our Mary, she was singing through her song, Breath of Heaven, for the first time. And it brought me to tears. Just this beautiful idea of what God orchestrated in this young girl to carry his child. And the crazy stress and fear she experienced, but she said yes to God's plan. And then as you watch this play, as I'm sitting there thinking, this beautiful baby born in this is someday going to die for me. I hope it ignites something in you, that you feel a little something. Do you know that God loves you? I know we say it all the time, God bless you, God loves you, but do you truly know it? Do you truly know that God loves you, that you can be loved? Out of all the things I teach in Grove Kids, I want them to know Jesus, number one. Number two, I want them to know they're loved. I want them to know their value, that they're here for a reason, that they're enough, and that Jesus came to earth for them. We do these really powerful prayer times in Grove Kids, and we have this cross. And it's really big, has all these holes in it. And we give cards to kids and we have them write out their prayers because we find out that they can be really deep on their prayers when they're writing it. So they take it and they stick it and leave it at the cross. And I've saved some of these prayers throughout the years, and I want you to hear a little bit of what these kids go through. Bear with me because I will cry because it gets me every time. The first one is, I'm bullied at school. No one likes me. I have no friends. I probably have 20 of these in my desk because it's a resounding theme of them not feeling loved, not having friends. The next one is, my parents got divorced. We have nowhere to live. Why don't they love me? I keep doing things I know I shouldn't. I feel like I just mess up all the time, and I make everyone around me mad. And last, I'm all alone. I feel unloved. I want to feel Jesus's love. Now, these kids, some of their stories would break your heart. They have walked through things that no one should ever have to walk through. But what I want them to know is that they're seen, that they're loved. I want them to leave every time they're in here feeling, man, I know God loves me. Even though my parents have been divorced, even though I don't know what home life's like, even though when I go to school I am made fun of, I know there is someone that loves me unconditionally. But you know what I also believe? That there's some of you in here that need to be reminded that God loves you. It's not just for these kids. It's for us as adults too. And you're maybe sitting out there and you're like, well, Pastor Adrian, it's easy for you to say. You haven't walked through what I've walked through. You haven't had what happened to me happen to you. It's easy for you to say you still trust in God's love. But I want to be honest, there was a time where I questioned if God loved me. I was around 18 years old and I had struggled with stomach issues my whole life, to the point where any vacation we took, it was kind of a running joke, Adrian's going to get sick. If we're going out with friends, I'm going to have to leave early because I'm going to get sick. If I have a big test, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to miss it. I couldn't really play sports. I'd always have a stomach ache. And we'd go through doctor to doctor and doctor. And eventually one doctor said, oh, it's just all in her head. And I'm like, I feel this. And you know, there was a time where I was like, God, why can't you give me a body that just works? If you loved me, you would heal me. And you know, eventually we found out I needed surgery, had an organ removed, and it helped somewhat, but I still struggle with health issues. 9 years ago, after my son's birth, I had a pulmonary embolism, and I was diagnosed with lupus. And I still struggle with pain every day, with a body that does not work. And it is very easy to slip into this, you know, setting of like, God, if you truly cared for me, you would heal me. You wouldn't make me wake up in pain every day, but you know what? When God gave us his love, he didn't promise it that life would be easy. He promised that he would never leave us, that his love would never leave us. And, you know, through some prayer and devotion, I've been able to come to grips that my love with God is not circumstantial. It's not based on what I'm going through, because I know he loves me. Even if I walk the rest of my life feeling sick, never having a good day where I feel well, I know that God still loves me. And I know that there are some of you here today that you have walked through hard things. I don't know what your story is, but maybe there are a few of you out here that you've had a health diagnosis like mine, where it can feel like the weight of the world. I just want a body that works. Maybe you've had something traumatic happen in your life, and it has shaken you to your core. Maybe you lost someone you love. Maybe you're here today and you feel completely alone. And at Christmas time, it's so much worse because everybody's getting together. It's the holly jolly season. And you're like, I have no one. I'm all alone. Maybe you're here and you're just lonely. You don't feel loved. But I want to tell you today, it doesn't matter if you've turned away from God. It doesn't matter what you've walked through in your life. It doesn't matter if you've grown up in church or today is your first day. God loves you. His love is the same for you as it is for me. And I love the verse in Romans 8, 38 through 39. It says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This love will never leave you. There's nothing you can do or say that can separate God's love from you. This love that we showed today in this play of him sending his son, and I love that Jesus is still here so I can point to him, that he sent this beautiful son to earth for you, that we would have a way to redemption. God loves you so much. Last year, after my sermon, it was like a week or two later, someone had come up to me and said, it was good, it was really simple though. And I thought, oh my goodness, I should have gone way more theologically in depth. I should have brought out my commentaries. I should have had 20 bullet points. But then I stopped and I thought, you know what? I think sometimes we forget. Sometimes the most simplest things can be the most powerful. This simple but meaningful story that you watched today is God's love being portrayed through this nativity. It's the foundation and the reason of this season. It's the reason that we can carry hope in our hearts. One of the reasons I really enjoy working with kids is because they don't need a drawn-out, crazy explanation on why God loves them. They just need to know God loves them. Now, I'm wondering how many of you here didn't raise your hand when I asked if you like snow, but if you were a kid, if you were back to 8 years old, you would have raised your hand? What causes us as adults to lose that excitement, the wonder? The wonder of Christmas, not just for presents, not just for Santa, not just for the lights, but to lose the wonder of this beautiful, life-changing moment of where God sent his son for you, for me. As adults, we can really complicate things, but it is a simple message. God loves you no matter what you have gone through, no matter what you are facing, no matter what you have done. No matter what you're going through or what is happening in your life, God loves you. He sent his son specifically for you. Even if you were the only person in the world, he would have sent his son for you. Now, I love illustrations. I love object lessons. When you came in, you should have received a stone heart. If you can go ahead and pull it out. Now, you're probably like, why? In the world, they hand us hearts when we came in. I know it's just a stone heart, but this heart represents God's love for you. And I have a picture to show you. Our Grove kids prayed over every single one of these hearts because they believe in the power of prayer. They believe in God's love, and they want you to feel God's love. So when you leave, I want you to take this as a reminder. I want it to go in your cup holder. Maybe it's on your dresser, but I want you to keep it. And when you're having those days where you're like, God, where are you? Do you love me even? This will be a small reminder that God loves you. Now, before I finish, I have a little last video because I love these kids. They want to show you something real quick.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You are brave.
You are brave.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You are enough.
You are enough.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You are not alone.
You are not alone.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You are one of a kind.
You are one of a kind.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You are precious.
You are precious.
You are loved.
You are special.
You are special.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You are strong.
You are strong.
You are loved.
You are valued.
You are loved.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
You are loved.
You are loved.
You have purpose.
You have purpose.
You are loved.
You are loved.
I just love them. I have the best job here at the church. I'm going to close with the ending part of the play that she set up here. This Christmas, let us remember the true reason we celebrate. It's not just about the lights and the gifts, but about the profound love that God has for each of us. Jesus came to bridge the gap between us and him and to bring us back into his embrace. So as you leave here today, carry this message in your hearts. You are loved. You are valued. You are never alone. Jesus came for you to save you and to fill your life with his light. Let's pray. God, I thank you for these amazing kiddos that showed your beautiful story of sending your son to earth so that we would have a way to redemption. And I pray as we leave today that we would remember your love. God, when we're lonely, when we're scared, when we feel like there is no one else around, we will remember that you care, that you're there, that you love us no matter what. Help us lean into that love as we move into this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen.